Hey, Clark, welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm real good. I hope you all are. Sound like you are.
Well, thank you.
We're swell.
Yeah, question has to do with Agapantha.
Agapantha.
I've had it in the ground for 2 months. It was blooming, and it went through that cycle. I've been watering it, but I'm afraid I question the amount of water I've been putting on it. I may have overdone it. I'm basing that on what appears to be a strange color on each of the leaves. They kind of look like they've been sunburned or
Is it in full sun?
I don't know what's going on with
it. Is it in full sun or is it in morning sun?
Oh, it's filtered like.
Huh. Well,
throughout the day. It gets a fair amount of sun in the morning, and, well, even throughout the afternoon, it gets quite a bit.
I never had great luck with it. I think the people that have had good luck have had it in morning sun and enriched soil, organic material, well-drained. But
That big blue bulb thing,
yeah.
Right?
It
and
is,
whites,
yeah.
Blue
yeah.
and white.
Yeah, South Africa.
They were pretty. They were pretty this spring.
And
gee, they were pretty.
South Africa, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but
what seems to be the rip here? Why they don't do well here in San Antonio?
I don't understand it, but this dry heat seems.
Okay, that's it.
I think so. Do they? Is that that's a bulb? Does it go dormant in the summer or? Is it like a lot of those African bulbs, or does it...
No, you have the foliage, you just don't have the blooming.
Yeah, and then...
You have the foliage, okay.
And the foliage, the one I planted it, the foliage, like the first summer got a little ratty, then you did all right the second winter, then the second summer kind of
declines. You don't see any long-lived ones here.
No.
Okay.
Put it that away.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I just thought that.
Did yours do pretty this spring?
It paid for itself.
Oh, man, yeah. When I was walking my grandson around the block this winter, I finally had to stop and take pictures of him. I mean, they were. Because I thought it was a stupid allium. I didn't know what it was. But
you know, there's another pretty plant that was good about a month ago with its display of flowers. That's the Mexican oregano.
Yeah.
That big stuff.
Yeah, we started talking. I just came back from a Superstar meeting, and so that was brought up. And we've talked about that for years. But the problem is, it blooms pretty in the spring, but then the blooms stay on it the whole year.
It
looks kind of rough after the blooms dry up and brown.
Well, and the deer don't eat it, so that's
no,
a
that's
good
right.
Plant.
The deer won't.
Yeah.
Eat it. But you can put it. You can use it in cooking. In fact, they use it for regular oregano.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have to use very much of it.
Yeah.
I was gonna work up. I was gonna promote it and put recipes with it, Milton. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Grow it and eat it too. But the problem is, one bush of oregano could season all the spaghetti in this town.
USAA had enough for the whole of Texas and Mexico combined at one time.
But it's pretty when it blooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Different kind of different colored
and
lavenders bloom.
A good drought tolerant plant too. Once it's established, it goes on forever.
Yeah. So
thanks, Clark.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
your help.
Bye,
Clark.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.